That's a very good question, man. That's been exciting to me as a freshman because I was wondering where we were going in those first few weeks or so. But then we got down to the end of the committee work, and we're starting to talk about issues that are relevant and important.
Congressman Jim Baird from the 4th District of Indiana.
I serve on the Agriculture Committee, as you mentioned, and then we have subcommittees in all of these committees. One of those being the Commodity Exchanges, Energy and Credit that I'm on. And that deals with all those policies relating to markets, you know. And so particularly in volatile times like this, you want to have good market policies and that available to being able to get rid of the crop. And so then credit is another issue that's a part of that subcommittee and it's part of their jurisdiction. So you want to make sure farmers have access to capital. And particularly in times like this, and particularly young farmers and young farm families that are trying to get started, and they need access to that capital to be able to continue on, and we need them to be able to continue on.
Baird is a freshman Republican member of that subcommittee, but the ranking member, Republican from Georgia, is Austin Scott. He sits next to the chairman of the committee, David Scott, also from Georgia.
David Scott and I are great friends. We've been friends for better than 20 years now, not truly friends with mutual respect for each other. Both of us from Georgia. We joke that it's the Scott brothers up there, and we will be able to work, hopefully, a reauthorization bill in short order. I think the key to it is transparency for the growers and the people that are participating in the trading and the commodities markets. And then with something as complex as the CFTC and reauthorization of the CFTC, it's something where you've got to let the experts in that area make recommendations to you for the changes that need to be made. And so we'll be listening to the different commissioners. Obviously, Chairman John Carlo did a good job. And there's some things that we're going to be looking at in how, as technology progresses at a much faster pace, how do we get that technology approved or disapproved by the CFTC if it's something that we don't that's not helpful to the markets. And so we're going to have to move faster in the regulatory areas with the CFTC. And that, again, is an area where we're going to have to have some trust and some flexibility, and perhaps it is that we let them, and I'll have to talk with Chairman Scott about this, maybe we let them help us write the rules and then present the rules, and then we're able to go through them and say, we agree with you on this and don't agree with you on that. But we all need the CFTC. It's what creates the markets for our commodities, and as you know, strong commodity markets make for strong ag communities.
There's pressure from foreign regulators to take control and oversight of our markets. Scott says,
faith in the markets is extremely important for the producers, and that means that, again, you've got to have the transparency, and we need to make sure that we are a competitive market to trade in, and at the same time that we've got the integrity in the markets so that people trust that the United States markets are the most transparent and most fair in the world.
That House Ag Subcommittee looking at reauthorization of the CFTC right now. In Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.